Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined here with Dorothy Manley, silver medalist in the 100 metres back in the 1948 London Olympic Games. Of course, just a couple of weeks to go now till the 2012 Games begin. 64 years have passed, Dorothy, and here we are again, London. It's how different is the build-up to these Games than 1948?
Oh, it's a lot of difference, yes. People seem to be, you know, far more aware about it now than what they were in 1948. We'd got other things to think about in those days. We'd just come out of a war, hadn't we? And the national health came into being and things like that, you know, important things. And so games weren't to the forefront, really.
You were 21 at the time and can say it wasn't the best preparation anybody can have for an Olympic Games. Looking at the Games as a whole, as I mentioned to John before, it was austerity Games, really. It wasn't as lavish as it's going to be in 2012. It wasn't certainly the luxurious surroundings they were receiving now.
No, they weren't newly built. It was where the Royal Air Force had been stationed at Axbridge, wasn't it, the men. And we were in Eccleston Square, Victoria, the women. So we never, case of never the twain shall meet. We didn't.
You said people weren't aware of the Games back. Obviously, we had been just, it was the first time in 12 years the world had met as a united front. So it must have been pretty special to be in London at that time.
I suppose it was, but one didn't notice that it was any different, you know, just carried on. Because I was working full time in the short hand typist in a city office, and then I used to do my training after work.
So winning a silver medal, though, were you expecting that?
No, of course not.
Yeah. Tell us about, how well do you remember the race and the build-up to it?
Well, the build-up to it, if you mean how did I get there in the first place,
yeah.
I think I've told it many times that when they drew up the list of possibles in 1947, I was on the list for high jumping and not for running at all. But I was put in the hands of Sandy Duncan, who himself was a very big, good athlete. When he saw me running around the track to warm up for the high jump, he said, "Dorothy, I don't think you're going to make it as a high jumper, but if you'll allow me to coach you in sprinting, I can see that you have potential there." So I said, "Yes, certainly, if you think so." And that was it. So I started being coached by Sandy at the end of March, and then on the 2nd of August the same year, I won a silver medal. So he must have worked very hard on me, but as I say, it was only after a day's work that coupled with that, I had a fiancé who was in hospital 16 miles away, having had a very bad mental breakdown. And all through my training for the Games, I was going out to visit him twice a week. And I was in a pretty low state because he was in a pretty low state, my fiancé. And I had my 21st birthday during that time, and he was in hospital. But so it wasn't an easy passage, put it that way.
Certainly, and you try to relate it to modern day preparations amongst athletes. You said, you went and trained after a hard day's work. Nowadays, it's so much more of a full-time commitment, athletics and the preparation and everything from nutrition to training and everything else around it is so much different than it was back then, wasn't it?
Yes, quite. Well, we didn't have nutritionists and things helping us like that. You know, hadn't got I suppose there was a physio on hand if we had anything damage to our knees. you can't really compare the two. It's so different nowadays, isn't it? I mean, they've been training for 4 years, haven't they, ever since it was first muted that we might be having a game.
We're here at the launch of the Times and Sunday Times Olympic scrapbook, and
yes,
we've
good idea.
Yeah, and we've got John's scrapbook there from the 1948 Games. I'm sure you've seen yourself in there. I mean, how impressive is John's scrapbook?
Yes, yes, it's a lovely idea, isn't it? Yes. To think that he's got all of that, all the events.
And it's kept in very good condition to this very day. So,
yeah.
And Are you going to be involved with the Olympic Games this summer? Are you going to see any of it?
Well, I hope to see the women's 100 meters final.